Hey everybody, Colby Minto here with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod, and today's show is called Which Rodent Species Are Most Common in St. Louis Homes and Businesses? You know what's wild? St. Louis homeowners are dropping thousands every year fixing rodent damage, but most folks couldn't tell a house mouse from a Norway rat if they were sitting at their kitchen table, which, trust me, happens more often than you'd like to think. Let's break down the usual suspects in our city. First up, we've got house mice. These little guys are basically the cardinals of the rodent world. They're everywhere in St. Louis. Then there's Norway rats, especially if you're near the riverfront. Think of them as the cleanup crew that never got the memo about being unwanted. And don't forget roof rats. They're like the new kids on the block, showing up more and more lately. Now, telling these critters apart isn't rocket science once you know what to look for. House mice are your tiny troublemakers, about the size of your thumb. Norway rats are the heavyweights. Picture a furry submarine with a tail. Roof rats split the difference, but they're the athletes of the bunch, always climbing and jumping around. Their droppings tell different stories, too. Mouse droppings look like dark rice grains, while rat droppings are more like olive pits. Here's something folks don't always realize. These rodents run on a pretty predictable schedule. Come fall, they're all trying to crash on your couch, so to speak. Spring is when they're making baby rodents, and summer is their outdoor adventure season. It's like they've got their own little calendar going. Let me share a quick story. Just last month, we had this warehouse near downtown that had been fighting a losing battle against what they thought were just house mice. Turns out, they had a whole Norway rat situation going on. Once we properly ID'd the culprit, we adjusted our approach and solved their six-month headache in just 2 weeks. Here's your takeaway tip. Grab your phone and snap pictures of any rodent evidence you find. Measure those entry holes too. A quarter-sized hole means mice, while a half-dollar hole screams rat. Trust me, this intel makes all the difference when we're planning how to show these unwanted guests the door. This has been Colby Minto with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod.